Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The state's legislative analyst office has some good news today for Governor Gavin Newsom about the state budget. Phil, there's a surplus.
That is. Once again, we had one last year. We have one this year. It's about $7 billion, and that is good news for the governor. It actually translates into about $3 billion of money you can actually work with. And even then, the analyst is saying, if you're going to spend that kind of money, spend it once. Don't start setting up a whole lot of new programs that may be needed just as much money next year or the next year as next year. Because, you know, cities and counties and sometimes states have this habit of when they get a surplus, it's one thing to buy a car. It's another thing to lease the car when you got to keep paying for it every month. So they say, look, if you're going to do something, buy it straight out. Don't get into something where you're providing services from some people and have to pay more and more each year, because then you're going to go broke.
Phil, Gavin Newsom's predecessor, Jerry Brown, was a big believer in building up this rainy day fund. How do you see Gavin Newsom approaching this relative to his predecessor?
Well, he's going to do his best to keep it, Jeff, and also to pay down the state's debt. Now, while Jerry Brown had what he liked to call a rainy day fund, which is basically saying if the economy goes south, which it has a habit of doing in California, because we are a state that is very dependent, and this report showed it as well, we're still dependent on income tax for the bulk of the money coming in, and that is unpredictable. When people are making money, they get taxed. When they're not making money or move out of the state, we lose it. But instead of a rainy day fund, I think the governor is, and what I've heard in Sacramento, especially today, was look for a fire defense fund. Because while rainy day is for problems that are down the line, let's say financial or something happens unforeseen, fire and fire prevention and doing something about the utilities is immediate. The governor is now, that is the biggest problem confronting the state and confronting him. And he's going to have a couple of billion dollars here, and I wouldn't be surprised if he calls for something very dramatic in January, because he's got to do something fast, or else that rainy day or fire day is going to be right around this time next year, and he doesn't want to be holding those same press conferences he had this time about decrying this as a state that can't go on and we can't keep having this. He's going to have to do something fast on that.
Is Gavin fiscally conservative as Jerry Brown was?
Oh, no way. No way. No way. Jerry Brown managed to steer funds into, you know, hardwares and stuff like that. You can raise questions about, you know, high-speed rail, but Jerry really wasn't a people person. He wasn't a program person. He wasn't the kind of person that, like, said, we're going to set up a program to help you do this or help you do that. He'd say, you know, I'll buy you the tractor, but you figure out a way to get the gasoline and run it. So he's not the same as Gavin, who likes programs. But, you know, if you take a look at this, I would say the overall prognosis is we're still doing well. It's slowing down. Housing prices are starting to drop. Job rates are steadying out, and people are getting raises, but not as much as they used to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.